At GEHA, we stand behind our members because we were founded by members. So with zero shareholders to mind, we keep our members in mind by offering a health plan for every stage of life, plus hearing and fitness discounts. At GEHA, one thing is clear. Your health isn't our business. It's our purpose. That's why we've been trusted by millions of federal employees and retirees across the country since 1937. Visit GEHA.com to find your federal health plan.
All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into a topic that can make or break your entire year: building discipline through accountability and support. You know that feeling when you set a goal, maybe finally writing that novel, hitting the gym consistently, or tackling that messy closet. But then, life happens, distractions pop up, motivation wanes, and suddenly your dreams are collecting dust like forgotten trophies. Ever been there? Yeah, me too. But here's the secret sauce. Building real discipline isn't about gritting your teeth and willpowering through it solo. It's about creating a system that supports you, keeps you accountable, and celebrates those wins, big and small. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to climb Mount Everest without proper gear, training, or maybe even a climbing partner, right? Your goals are your personal Everest. They deserve the same level of support. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can turn those good intentions into rock-solid achievements. First up, find your tribe. Seriously, surround yourself with people who cheer you on, challenge you, and keep you honest. It could be a workout buddy, a writing group, or even just friends who celebrate your wins and offer gentle nudges when you need them. Having that support system makes all the difference. It's like having a built-in cheer squad for your goals. Next, get specific with your intentions. Vague goals are like trying to hit a bullseye blindfolded. You need clear targets. Instead of eat healthier, try meal prep 2 healthy dinners each week. Instead of be more active, aim for walk for 30 minutes, 3 days a week. The more specific you are, the easier it is to track progress and celebrate those wins. Third, make it visual. Think about how powerful a vision board can be. It's a constant reminder of what you're striving for. Use that same principle with your goals. Write them down. Put sticky notes on your mirror. Set reminders on your phone. Make those goals visible, reminders that keep you focused and motivated. Now, here's the real game changer. Build in rewards. You wouldn't run a marathon without taking breaks for water and snacks, right? Treat reaching your milestones like those essential breaks. Reward yourself. It could be anything from indulging in your favorite coffee to buying that book you've been eyeing. Whatever keeps you motivated and excited about the journey. Finally, don't fear the stumble. We all have off days, moments of doubt, or times when we just want to hit snooze on our goals. That's totally normal. The key is to learn from those setbacks, pick yourself up, and keep going. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a friend of mine who was determined to finally write that novel she'd been dreaming about for years. She joined a writing group, set specific word count goals each week, and even created a reward system, a special coffee shop visit after hitting those targets. But sometimes, life got in the way. Work deadlines, family commitments, even just plain old exhaustion could derail her progress. That's when she'd lean on her writing group for encouragement, remind herself of the bigger picture, that finished novel. Tea, and celebrate every single word she wrote. Even on the tough days, Sarah kept showing up, and guess what? She finished that first draft. See, it's not about being perfect. It's about having a system that supports you, keeps you accountable, and celebrates your wins, big or small. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Find your tribe, get specific with your intentions, make them visual, build in rewards, and don't fear the stumble. You've got this. So go out there, level up your discipline game, and crush those goals. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little motivational boost. Leave a review if you're feeling extra generous. I always love hearing from my listeners. Until next time, keep crushing it, folks.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.